An article titled Teaching with Engagement in Priesthood, Relief Society, and Gospel Doctrine.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the own and only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.
Hello, friends. My name is Kurt Frankum, and you have landed on the Leading LDS Podcast. This is a podcast we put out a few times a week on various topics and interviews that talk about all things leadership related to the context of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And this is another throwback episode. I'm spending a day, it's actually Friday in July, and I'm trying to crush through a bunch of these past articles, record them so that I can get ahead of schedule and hopefully present you on a weekly basis of some past articles that have been on Leading LDS that are very valuable and that need to be revisited, because we've been around for 6+ years now, and a lot of this good content is being buried. We need to bring it to the surface so that those that are new to Leading LDS can still experience and benefit from this information. So today I share with you an article titled Teach with Engagement in Priesthood, Relief Society, and Gospel Doctrine. Obviously, one thing in leadership is teaching. All of us need to become better teachers if we're going to become better leaders. So we're constantly striving to analyze the process of public speaking or teaching and how to effectively do so that we can be better leaders. So here is my article, Teaching with Engagement in Priesthood, Relief Society, and Gospel Doctrine. Imagine walking into your parents' attic after years of living away. You hope to find a box full of your childhood toys so you can share them with your own children. You approach a shelf full of cardboard boxes. Some are old, beat up, and most are dusty. Each box is labeled with a piece of tape describing in a few words the contents of the box. Christmas, Grandma's China, winter clothes. Finally, you find the box labeled Children's Toys. You take the box off the shelf and peel back the old packaging seal. As the dusty air of the box escapes, you are immediately reminded of memories of happier times. You're grateful for such memories and are excited to share them with your own children. As individuals leave Gospel Doctrine, Relief Society, or Priesthood Meeting on Sunday, the effects of the lesson rarely get put into the mental attic of retention. One of the many responsibilities of the class instructor is to frame and teach the lesson in a way that will help the students retain the principles taught during the class. The learner should be able to revisit the topic and feel the same strong feelings of the Spirit as they felt while in the class. Many times we attend a class and find it extremely insightful and full of the Spirit. Unfortunately, a week later, we have a difficulty recalling the specific principles taught. The lack of retention causes us to forget the feeling of the meeting. As an instructor, there are many ways to frame a lesson in order to create retention and engagement. This article is meant to share with you one method I have found effective in helping class members retain principles taught in a class. Using the analogy of the attic and how items are stored using the box, the tape, and the Spirit. First, the box, or framing the lesson. In Sunday school, the teacher may overwhelm the class with quotes, scriptures, and other content as the brain attempts to compartmentalize them. In other words, the brain is trying to figure out what box to put the information in. It's paramount that the teacher metaphorically passes out boxes to the class to give them something to hold on to during the lesson, or in other words, frame the lesson in a way that will create boundaries. One of the best ways to give context or frame the lesson is through stories. An example of someone who has mastered this technique is Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, who is obviously one of the most effective speakers. It's hard to think of a talk he has given that hasn't included a well-told story that frames the entire discourse. In 2012, October General Conference, he did this amazingly well by telling the story of the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He stated some verses verbatim, then took personal liberties with the story in order to more effectively engage the audience. Something remarkable happened when he framed his talk in this manner. At the end of his biblical retell, every last person listening was 100% engaged. All seemed to hold an empty box ready to receive the core principles he was about to tell in the remainder of his talk. Telling a story is not only about gaining their attention by making it interesting or funny. It should create engagement and create a reference point for each principle taught in the lesson. When Elder Holland used the biblical story, it didn't end after the first couple of paragraphs. It changed from a story to a theme and gave the listener reference throughout the talk. Elder Holland would teach a principle, relate it to the story, and then the listener was able to relate it to their own life. Framing the lesson or creating a reference point for the lesson isn't only done through stories. Elder Bednar is a masterful teacher that does this with specific scriptural phrases. You will often hear him discuss things to act and things to be acted upon from 2 Nephi chapter 2. This is a consistent reference point he uses that helps the learner stay within the boundaries of the lesson. Next is the tape, or creating a focus. After the Sunday lesson concludes, imagine if there was a professional surveyor standing outside the classroom asking one simple question. What was the lesson topic? Before preparing a lesson, the instructor needs to answer that question. If you start with a specific premise in mind, it will end with the same premise in the minds of the student. This is represented by the tape or label that goes on the box so that the class member can know what we are putting in the box. It's easy to get caught up in the general topics of as one teaches. And the more general the instructor is, the more difficulty the student will have in relating to the topic and retaining the topic. The tape of the lesson should be specific, clear, and never general. By avoiding the generalities of the topic, it allows the student to be more engaged and to more easily apply the lesson. Here are a few examples of topics that are too general and how they can be more specific. So first, a topic that is too general, fasting. More specific would be, beginning my fast with prayer sanctifies my purpose. Another topic that is too general, missionary work. More specific, sharing the gospel begins with building friendships. Too general, adversity can help us grow. More specific, counsel from friends and priesthood leaders can help overcome adversity. Avoid teaching the class on a general level. Be specific. Being specific will increase engagement and retention. Lastly, the spirit. Now the class is metaphorically holding a box that has been clearly labeled by the tape or the label. They are ready to receive the spirit as it is brought into their hearts. This happens as we encourage discussion, independent thought, and participation. As the spirit fills the room, they now have something to put in the box to preserve the feeling and inspiration. As they leave the class, their retention is at its peak. They will all return home and place their labeled box on the shelf of memories in their mind. One day, as they are in the midst of a trial, they will take the time to ponder on the principles of the gospel. They will hopefully do this through prayer and personal scripture study. They will enter their mental attic and view the many lessons they have learned in gospel doctrine, relief society, or priesthood meeting. They will see the box you supplied them and will take it off the shelf. The tape will identify the box and remind them of the focus of the lesson. They will then open the box and feel the same spirit they felt before in the classroom. Their testimony will be confirmed and their courage to face the trial will grow. That concludes my article, Teaching with Engagement in Priesthood, Relief Society, and Gospel Doctrine. A lot of information here. Think about this. If there's anything unclear, shoot me an email and I'd love to clarify it. But this has been really a tactic that every time I'm asked to speak in church or give a lesson, I always start here with what's my box, what's my tape, and what is the spirit of the message? And it's been quite effective for me. If you have any ideas on how you better teach in your classrooms, in the formal setting of sacrament meeting, or in a classroom like gospel doctrine or Relief Society priesthood meeting, I'd love to hear it. Share your tactics, and I know others will be blessed by how you approach your teaching assignment, and they'll become better leaders because of it. As always, I encourage you to go to leadinglds.com/help and look at ways that you can contribute to the cause of Leading LDS so that we can continue to create valuable resources to enhance leadership in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Until next time, become a leader and not a calling.